Hello, everyone. My name is Sarah, and it's a pleasure to welcome you to my chair. Every day, we will meet here to reflect on the day's devotion from the School of Prayer devotional book. If you don't have a digital copy yet, I encourage you to check out whoisgrace.com/school. Today is Thursday of week 3, and we're on page 24 in the School of Prayer devotional book. Let me start our time today by reading our two scripture passages. Psalm 19:1 through 4 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, and night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words, whose voice is not heard. Their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world." And Romans 1:20 tells us, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." Creation is a gift to us, and not only to us who call Jesus Lord, but to each person who has ever lived. This is God's kindness, his common grace, which points all hearts to his greatness. I mean, all of us have stood breathless at a sunrise or a sunset, beside a flower garden or a crashing surf, at the edge of a canyon or a waterfall. And there is something about nature that calls our hearts to be at once so full as to burst and so humbled as to bow down. For me, and I pray for you too, we know that that something is a someone. Today, I woke up early and stood at the window, unable to see much beyond my back porch, so much fog. And something about that resonated deep inside me. My mind, my heart, my soul feel like that some days. I'm trying so hard to see beyond what is in front of me, but I'm unable to catch even a glimpse. Everything seems dark and clouded, and I'm so unsure of myself. But as I watched today, light began to push through the fog, softly at first, and then with more force until all was clear and bright and shining with the sunrise. Light overcoming darkness, like blind eyes given sight. It was Jesus speaking to me and saying, "I am the light of the world." And it was the psalmist singing, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path." There are profound truths illustrated with such beauty and wonder in the sunrise on a foggy day. Such is the voice of God to us in his creation. If we would just take a moment and pause and listen, would you pray with me? Oh God, we rejoice. We rejoice in you as creator. What a magnificent and beautiful creation you have given us. From the smallest of tiny living things, to the magnificence of the oceans and giant redwood trees and canyons. God, it's all your handiwork. It's your mighty, sovereign, creating, creative hand. We are undone in the face of such beauty and wonder. And God, we too are part of that, that you have created each one of us uniquely and beautifully. And that you have put within us a desire for something greater and bigger and more. And that desire can only be satisfied in you. So today, God, as we look, as we marvel, as we lift our voices and hands in praise to you for the wonders of all that you have made, let us remember that each one of us, each person that we come in contact with today, is uniquely created by you and for you. God, would we not only remember that for ourselves, that we would seek the satisfaction of our desires, that we would give our greatest affection to you, but that we would also recognize that the same desires, the same seeking lie in the heart of every single person you have created, and that they merely need to invite the love of Jesus in to satisfy those deepest needs. Thank you so much for how you reveal yourself to us through your creation. We stand in awe of you today. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, you can always access Grace's daily read plan at whoisgrace.com/read. Please like, subscribe, and share this podcast so others can find it. I look forward to meeting you at my chair again tomorrow.